there's plenty of gold. As I've been told, heave away, Santiano. Plenty of gold, as I've been told, way out in California. Heave her up and away we'll go. Heave away, Santiano. Heave her up and away. I doubt there's many of you here that would remember this. I know a few of you would. Casey would, Molly would. Dawn and I were actually a trio once. And her name was Patty, and she was an awful lot prettier than you and I put together.
Yeah.
That's right. And we kept in touch with Patty over the years, and she lives down in the Santa Cruz area. She just moved to Soquel, actually. And she's going through some eye surgery right now. So we are videotaping this. And so we wanted to include Patty in one of our songs. This was one of our signature songs we used to sing when Patty was a student at the University of Washington for Pacific Northwest history classes. She would drag Dawn and I to class to sing these old songs. I don't know if it helped her pass or not. But it's a Woody Guthrie song, Gold on Columbia, and we invite you to join along. And Patty, this is for you. Green Douglas spurs where the water cuts through, down the wild mountains and Great Canyons too, Pacific Northwest to the ocean so blue. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Power is stern and our darkness is gone. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Now other big rivers add power to you. Yakima Snake and the Tlingit Tattoo, Sandy will and Wood and the Hood River too. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on. River is Grand Coulee Dam, the biggest thing built by the hand of a man. What night will come, night back breeze, water our land. It's roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Last time in the chorus, roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on.
Thank you.
1959, I was asked to do a series of television shows on Channel 9, sponsored by the Seattle Public Library, or funded by the Seattle Public Library. It's called Ballads and Books. And it's, Patty was on the show with me, and we had miscellaneous guests. In one show, we were doing particularly Pacific Northwest songs, and we had, as our guests on the show, Ivar Hagland, who was sort of folk singer emeritus around this area before he became a heavy-duty restaurateur and fish salesman. And with him came a fellow by the name of James Stewart. James Stevens, I'm sorry. Stevens was a collector, and I think he added to the lexicon some of the Paul Bunyan stories, and he had written a number of songs, one of which was this one. I sang it. I had a wild idea, and I gave it a little touch. And Stevens, I'd forgotten that I had changed it slightly, just not the words, but just the style in which the words were delivered. And Stevens totally cracked up. He says, keep doing it that way. So I figured, okay, fine. As I sat down one evening, was in a small cafe, a 6'7" waitress to me these words did say. Well, I see that you are a logger and not used to common bum. Cause nobody but a logger stirs his coffee with his thumb. But I happen to mention that this small cafe is off of Ballard. None like him today. If you poured a whiskey on it, he would eat a bale of hay. Now he never would shave his whiskers from off of his horny hide. He'd just drive them in with a hammer and bite them off inside. Now my lover came to see me, was song of interstate. He held me in a fond embrace that broke three vertebrae. Now, since we want to keep this a family show, I think I better skip about three verses here. He kissed me, then departed, so hard that it broke my jaw. I could not speak to tell him he forgot his mackinaw. I saw my logger lover go striding off through the snow, going bravely homewards at 40th below. Not a better tried to freeze him, it tried its level best. At 100 degrees below zero, he buttoned up his vest. But it froze clear down to China, it froze to the stars above. At 1,000 degrees below zero, it froze my logger love. And so I lost my lover, and to this cafe I come, to sit and wait till someone stirs his coffee with his thumb.
Well, my list says eggs, milk, cat food. Oh, Clay Ellenberg?
Yeah,
okay, Clay Ellenberg. While Stu's getting ready, I'll mention a little bit about this song, very brief. Don's going to introduce the song. The song is called The Young Girl. And this is a perfect time to, now that I got Stu up here, this is a perfect time to embarrass Stu. Don and I want everybody out there to realize just how much work this fine man has done. Stuart produced his concert. He's been doing quite a few house concerts in the last couple of years. He's really become a driving force. So there for you, Stuart. But I also wanted to mention that this song, Clay Ellen Girl, I learned it from the singing of Walt. I only heard him sing it once or twice. And I was afraid the song was going to die with him. And Stuart kind of gave me a kick in the seat of the pants several times this last year or two and encouraged me to do a CD. And I was very grateful that I was able to get this song, Clay Ellen Girl, on a CD, because I don't want the song to live with me either. Don, would you like to introduce it?
I went to just shortly after the Big Bang. I went to high school with a young woman by the name of Nancy Lou Gellerman. She was an artist and a little bit of a musician, and we both graduated. And I ran into her from time to time around the University of Washington. She had become kind of interested in folk music. I don't know if she played an instrument. I've never really heard her play or sing all that much. But she had occasion to go up to the town of Clay Ellen, which is just beyond the, it's over Snoqualmie Pass, just beyond the pass. And don't know for sure what she was doing up there, but in the process, she wound up in a local saloon, and she was talking to a woman there. And the woman, the story the woman told her, she thought about it quite a bit, and she thought, well, that's kind of a universal sort of thing. It happens, you know, it happens to a lot of people. So she figured she'd write it up, and she did, made it into a song. And a couple of years later, Pete Seeger came to town, and there was a big after-party concert. And she sang the song for Pete, and he asked her to write out the words. I don't think Pete's ever done anything with the thing, but at least the song is kicking around. Walt learned it from Nancy Lou. Bob learned it from Walt, so.
Clay Ellen girl, now tell me, why do you still cry? When I was a little girl, lived on my daddy's farm, if I'd have stayed where I belonged, I'd have never come to harm. Many courting boys come by my door to see what they could see, with pretty songs to turn my head, pretty gifts for me. They took me down into the town to dance till the break of day. What I gave them in return seemed a little price to pay. But promises and lies don't last, so I left my home. Now I've become a Clay Ellen whore, no place left to roam. Clay Ellen girl, hang down your head, cry when the night is down. never been a dog person, but I suppose this particular song is the closest I've ever come to appreciating a dog. Had a dog and his name was Blue, had a dog and his name was Blue. I had a dog's name's Blue, bet you 5 bucks he's a good one too. Singing your Blue, good dog name. Grab my horn, gonna shoulder my gun, gonna catch me a possum in the ground hole. Singing your home, you can come too. Old Blue Tree that I went to see, old Blue Tree that I went to see, old Blue Tree that I went to see. Eat a possum up in that tree, singing your blue, good dog. Bake that possum good and brown, lay those sweet spuds round and round. Bake the possum good and brown, lay those sweet spuds round and round. Singing your blue, good dog. Blue it makes your eyes so red, blue it makes your eyes so red, blue it makes your eyes so red. You run the possum and you're almost dead. Singing your whole blue, good dog. Old Blue died, he died so hard, he shook the ground in my backyard. Blue died, he died so hard, he shook the ground in my backyard. Dug his grave with a silver spade, lowered him down with a silver chain. Dug his grave with a silver spade, lowered him down with a silver chain. I'm gonna tell you so you'll know, gonna tell you so you'll know. I'm gonna tell you so you'll know, blue's gone where the good dogs go. When I get to heaven, first thing I'll do, when I get to heaven, first thing I'll do, I get to heaven, first thing I'll do, grab my horn, gonna blow for blue, singing your whole blue, I made it.
So fond of this Scottish border ballad.
Say, Daunt and Lee, Gagee. played a tune and he danced it round below the gallows tree. Untie these bands from off my hands and give to me my sword. There's no man in all Scotland, but I'll brave him mad a word. Say rauntingly, say wantonly, say rauntingly, gaed he. He played a tune and he danced it round below the gallows tree. Was by a woman's treacherous hand I am condemned to thee. Below the ledge at a window she stood, and a blanket she threw o'er me. Say rauntingly, say wantonly, say rauntingly, gaed he. He played a tune and he danced it round below the gallows tree. Now some come here to see me hang, and some to buy my fiddle. But before that I do part with her, I'll break her through the middle. And he took the fiddle in both his hands and broke it over a stone. Says no other hand shall play on thee when I am dead and gone. Reprieve was coming o'er the brig o' Banff to set MacPherson free, but they put the clock a quarter before, and they hanged him to a tree. Say rauntingly, say wantonly, say dauntingly, gaed he. He played a tune and he danced it round below the gallows tree.
My son John was a good boy and good to me. When we had hard times, he stood by me. We were in the work and out of work and on the bum. If he had complaints, I never heard of one. He stood beside me like a real grown man, my son John. Son. My son John went to college and he made his way. Had to earn every penny, but he paid his way. He worked summers, holidays, and through the year. And it was no easy task that he done. But he laughed at the ones who said he had it hard. My son John, John, my son. My son John got his uniform and went away. With a band playing marches, he was led away. He wrote me a letter when he had the time. He was losing his buddies one by one. I prayed and tried not to read between the lines. My son John, John my son. My son John came home yesterday, he's home to stay. Not a word to his father have I heard him say. He seems glad to be home, but I can't be sure. When I ask him what he'd seen, what he'd done, he went up to his bedroom and he closed the door. My son John, John my son. He went up to his bedroom and he closed the door. My son John, John my son.
Occasionally, when we get together for Songfest, we play this little game of name a subject and see if you can come up with a song that fits the subject. And the son of the hostess laid one on us. He says, he'd given us a couple of assignments. Bob picked up on one and laid another one out. He says, sing a song about big ears. And had a Bob flummoxed, had me flummoxed too for a second or two, and then it suddenly struck me. Ears aren't mentioned in this song, but this may have been the cause of this young man's problem. A bunny wee lassie whose name it was Nell lived in a house her grandmother dwelled. Now the house it was small and the windows nailless, having four panes, one needed a glass in that hole in the window, that dear little window, that nice little window where grandmother dwelled. Oh Johnny, do you think it amiss ere going home just to give me one kiss? Oh that I will, Nelly, he answered her true. Surprise, he poked his head through that hole in the window, that cute little window, that nice little window where grandmother dwelled. But he gave her three kisses and great was the smack, but to his surprise he couldn't get his head back through that hole in the window, that cute little window, that nice little window where grandmother dwelled. But he ripped and he tore and he cussed and he swore. Grandma'd the racket and jumped to the fore. She picked up the poker and she gave him a whack. Another like that would have broken his back. With his head in the window, that cute little window, that nice little window where grandmother dwelled. She lifted the ladle from out of the pot. No batter took the beating he got. He ran down the road with might and with main, whilst round his shoulders the sash and the frame of that cute little window, that nice little window, that sweet little window where grandmother dwelled.
Flying through the clouds, or hitting me. life is a hard road to travel, I believe. Silver spoons to some mouths, golden spoons to others, fortune unequally affording. Damn it, though they tell us all of us are brothers, don't see it clearly this side of Jordan. Pull off your old coat and roll up your sleeves. Life is a hard road to travel, I believe. Like some ragged owlet with its wings expanded, nailed upon some garden gate or warden, thus am I by some fold as a rascal branded, never hurt it on this side of Jordan. Pull off your old coat and roll up your sleeves. Life is a hard road to travel, I believe. I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. Just a going over home.
We're going to close the concert with a song. We invite you to join in along with us. It's got a simple chorus. Oft I'm singing for my friends, when death's dark form I see. I often wonder who will sing for me. For a while, Dawn had a singing partner, and her name was Judy, and like a lot of ladies named Judy, she was female. I've never known a lot of guys named Judy. No, there was this one guy in Sausalito. You remember that Sausalito song? I was born in Sausalito, Petaluma, I did roam. There I met the strangest fellers, whose name, age, and sex I couldn't tell. Anyway, I have another song. So this is a courting song. What key do we do it in?
See if we can figure it out.
C?
C, yep.
You said C?
C, yep.
Well, I guess I could read my notes, but I don't have it down. Anyway, you said C?
C.
Okay, I don't want C. Just do C sharp. No, that's all right, C.
Yeah, picture this.
So this is a conversation song. Between a boy and a girl.
Yeah, he's. This is one of these small communities where the marriageable partners are not very many of them. And these two, they're the only unmarried man and unmarried woman in this area. And well, he's come a courting. And they've been sitting there on the sofa side by side for half an hour and nobody said a word. So she decides to break the ice in a fairly subtle manner.
When we go to get married, this doesn't work. I think I need to add a little more.
Yeah.
We need a prop of some kind,
yeah.
Being the wrong gender and everything. Well, let's see if this helps here. Is this any better?
It's very fetching.
Thank you.
It wouldn't fetch me, but it's very fetching.
When we gonna get married, married, married? When we go to get married, my dear old Buffalo boy, huh?
come Sunday. I guess you get married come Sunday. That is, if the weather be good.
What you gonna wear to the wedding and the wedding and the wedding and what you gonna wear to the wedding and my dear old bubble boy, huh?
My britches. I guess I'll wear my britches. That is, if the weather be good.
How you gonna come to the wedding and the wedding and the wedding and how you gonna come to the wedding and my dear old buffalo boy, huh?
Well, I guess I'll come in my ox cart. I guess I'll come in my ox cart. That is, if the weather be good.
Come in your buggy. Why don't you come in your buggy, my dear old buffalo boy?
Because my ox won't fit in my buggy. My ox won't fit in my buggy. Not even if the weather be good.
Well, who are you going to bring to the wedding and the wedding and the wedding? And who are you going to bring to the wedding, my dear old buffalo boy, huh?
I guess I'll bring my children. I guess I'll bring my children. That is, if the weather be good.
I didn't know you had no children. Didn't know you had no children, my dear old buffalo boy, huh?
Oh, yeah, I got five children. Yeah, I got five children. Maybe six if the weather be good.
There ain't gonna be no wedding. Ain't gonna be no wedding, my dear. Not even if the weather be good.